Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
Innovator.
Do we know who that reporter was, fellas? Do you guys know who that young man was? Oh, it was my partner, my cohort,
no,
at 9 o'clock. Yes, it was.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
For August, tensions are way too high for him. So he used Wildy as his little stooge, and I guarantee you, Wildy filled his britches a little bit.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Boy, almost on cue, Tausch. We were talking about it. Eric and I said we liked the hot weather. Well, good, you two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you did. And you know what? I think it's kind of a nice way to finish up. I just don't like hot weather. That's why I love living in Wisconsin. And it's been, I think August has been awesome, but even you guys will admit, this is too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot.
too hot, yep. Okay, yeah. So you're sitting in your air-conditioned office. I got a hunch you're not going to be out Johnson & Sons paving in these temperatures today, would be my guess.
No, I got away with one. It was nice on Friday. Hot up on top of that paver, but we hung in there. Hey, let me ask you about
Did you do the little swirly deal with the other paver, the hand paver? Did you do it, or were you just sitting on the big old boy?
No, I was all white collar paving. I was up on top of the big boy, just, you know,
old Gus,
steering it on through there.
A total white collar. That's the paver.
Right, you borderline have an office in that thing. I mean, it was nice.
Hey, I'll join that club.
Listen, we got to cut down the roster to 53 players. What do you do at the kicker position for the Packers right now? I know Anders Carlson, he seems like a really good guy. He's got a big leg, a lot of upside, but there's something going on with that guy's mindset that just ain't right.
Yeah, it's really tricky because, you watch the game, and it's so funny because he hits the 52 or whatever yarder, and everybody's thinking, all right, we got it all figured out. And then he misses what you'd think is a chip shot at the right at the end of the game. And now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's panicking. And that's part of the problem, you know, kicking. I said this kind of end of last year, because I think we all kind of thought that last year was going to be such a growing pains. And you kind of grow into things. And then hopefully this year going to be, well, everybody's growth kind of expedited. And as a kicker, you're still looking at it and you're struggling a little bit, but you think, okay, well, we're a young team. I'm a young kicker. Well, that's one position in the NFL. You don't get a ton of grace. You miss a few kicks. It's, hey, who's next? What's next? Because there's a lot of veterans. So now my guess is Brian Gutekunst is going to look around, because what other teams have really good veteran kickers that maybe they're getting rid of somebody or trying to stash somebody on the practice squad? Because I don't know, if you put Anders Carlson out on waivers, I don't know if anybody's picking him up. So that's the balancing act of what they're trying to figure out, because I don't think they want to give up on Anders, but they also realize, hey, we're pretty good. And I don't want to feel like we did going to San Fran, where I didn't have a ton of confidence in my kicker. So it's a really tough call. It was one of those calls all training camp that I think you hoped things were going to work themselves out, but unfortunately it doesn't seem like it has.
I think that position is so mental, right? It's
like golf.
Yeah, it's much like golf. In fact, that's why a lot of kickers probably are good at golf. Like, they've got that thing going on, but right, that's what worries me about Anders. It's not the leg. He's got the leg, and that's why if it were me and nobody else is available, I'd go with the guy Greg Joseph. I mean, he's not special,
yeah, but, you know,
but he's been there.
But Vinny, I understand that, but if you look at his stats, he was worse than Anders was last year. Like, so I understand all that, and experience is great, but experience doesn't make that kick. It gives you a little bit better perspective on things. But there is something, and Anders' brother struggled, if you remember, with the Vikings, missed a couple kicks at Lambeau. Rich Bisaccia ends up taking him out in Las Vegas, and next thing you know, guy's a Pro Bowl kicker. So I understand it, and you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment with these things either. You want to, if you feel like the mental capacity is there, and there might be a little bit more growing pains, but at the end you're going to see somebody that is a really good kicker, you're going to be excited about him. But that's where the win now compared to let's develop. Last year, that mentality for all the receivers, tight ends, let's grow. We're going to develop. And then now this year with the kicker, you just can't allow that. So that's why it's such a tough call for Goody.
Prisoner of the moment. Outstanding.
Palm. Yeah, we call that palming it.
Good stuff, Tausch.
By the way, I don't know who he is either. That's just the other part of that.
Talk again tomorrow.
All right, see you guys.
See you, buddy.